The gospel for today is taken from Luke, chapter 17, verses 26 to 37. As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained from heaven and destroyed them all. So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, let him who is on the housetop with his goods in the house not come down to take them away. And likewise, let the one who is in the field not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to gain his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will preserve it. I tell you, in that night, there will be two in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding together. One will be taken and the other left. And they said to him, "Where, Lord?" And he said to them, "Where the dead are, there the vultures will be gathered together." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, that's enough to scare the bejeebers out of a person. But perhaps this gospel passage is no scarier than any daily newspaper in our times that reports one economic crisis after another, global warming, unemployment rising rapidly, wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, genocide in Darfur and Rwanda, scarcity of food in many African countries. What are we to make of all of this? Is the end time here, right now, in our time? Maybe. But it is not something I wonder about or worry about. The fact is, we will all die someday. And when we do, we will leave this world with nothing but who we have been in life. And each of us is called to reflect upon that, to look at who we are and how we live our lives, to look at what is important to us and what we cherish, to consider where we put our energies, to consider what we make sacrifices for, and in some cases, what or who is sacrificed so that we might have what we want. Today's gospel is given to us in the United States 10 days after an historic election. Whether you voted for Senator McCain or Senator Obama or another candidate is now history. What we now look at is before us. Our world is in major crisis, and many of the crises are the result of greed and selfishness that has let the need of self always take priority over the common good of many. Many are a result of nurturing an insatiable thirst for power, control, and dominance. These behaviors, these vices, lead to suffering, death, and destruction. Today, our gospel passage reminds us, where the dead are, There the vultures will be gathered together. We can sit back and judge who is to blame, or we can throw up our hands in disgust, or get in bed and pull the covers up over our heads until it all goes away. But none of these things will help. None of these things will bring new life. Our scriptures tell us, I put before you death and life. Choose life. Sadly, many have been choosing to live in a way that brings death. And where the dead are, there the vultures will be gathered together. This is not the end time. It is the now time. And each of us is given this day to choose how we will live. Jesus told us, I have come that you might have life. And we must share in the responsibility of choosing. We must choose to live by values and principles that will foster justice and peace for everyone, not for just a few. In his acceptance speech, President-elect Obama said, This victory alone is not the change we seek. It is only the chance for us to make that change. And that cannot happen if we go back to the way things were. It cannot happen without you. So let us summon a new spirit of patriotism, of service and responsibility, where each of us resolves to pitch in and work harder and look after not only ourselves, but each other. This is not the end time. This is the now time, the only time we have. And each of us must decide that we will make choices that will not be self-serving, but that will serve the needs of others, will serve the needs of the world we share with each other, will serve the needs of the planet that we have been blessed with. Where life is, there is God. We have before us life and death. Let us choose life.